It's time now for 90 Mile View, the series that gives us glimpses into the lives of folks who live and work in worlds very different from our own. When Sandra Hayes returned to her hometown of Kansas City, Missouri, it wasn't to become a neighborhood advocate. She joins us today to share the route her life has taken over the last several years. And Sandra, we're happy to have you with us. Good morning.
Glad to be here. Good morning.
Well, you have been gone from Kansas City for more than 20 years, pursuing a career in Los Angeles, saying the only thing that would bring you back was if your family needed you. Sadly, that turned out to be the case. How so?
Well, at the time, my mother was living in a great big house over in Oak Park neighborhood, and her sister had come to live with her. And so it just seemed that it was a good time to come back to be with my mom, to help her, and to work on establishing a gourmet chocolate business because I was coming out of corporate America.
You weren't crazy about moving into the house, though, right?
I wasn't. But when I first moved back, I'm living with my mom in the family home. Mm-hmm. So it was okay. It was different because I had been gone for 20 years. And so coming back home to live with your mom, you know, was different because I had been in Los Angeles for a long time.
You know, you're involved with Manheim Park and that neighborhood there. Briefly outline the boundaries of it for us so our listeners know what it is.
Manheim Park runs from 39th on the north to Cleaver Boulevard south, all the way over to Paseo on the west.
Yeah, okay. It gives me a rough idea of what it is. So even though you now owned this big house in Manheim Park, your intent wasn't to live there, at least early on. What were your first plans for the house?
Well, at first, as you know, a loss brought me into Manheim Park. My sister Marilyn Rose lost her battle with cancer in 2009, mm-hmm. and she left me this big place. And so I really hadn't given it much thought. But after my sister died, my mother died 9 months later. And so I thought I'd better get over there and see what I was going to do with my sister's big house, because I really didn't think I was going to live in it. And I couldn't figure out why she wanted to live in all this, because it was originally a duplex. And she took walls out of it to make it like a great big, sort of like a mansion museum type thing, because she was a school teacher. She taught school in the Kansas City school system for 29 years. So every room was different. Every room had its own little flavor. So I thought, well, maybe I can honor my sister's memory and turn it into a hospice house.
Is that what you did?
That's the plan, and that's what I'm working towards. Mm-hmm. So that's an ongoing process for me.
When it came to the neighborhood itself, what did you see that you wanted to change?
Well, when I first moved to Manheim Park, I was really sort of, I don't know, I guess you could call it, not paying too much attention, because we had a great loss in our family. We had lost the matriarch. We had lost our mother. I had lost my sister. And it was very close. And I had actually cared for my sister the last 3 months of her life. Me and my other siblings, we were around the clock with her. And so I was sort of like in the, you know, in a little funk maybe.
Yeah, sure.
And so I thought, oh, my goodness, it looks different around here. And because, you know, I wasn't familiar with the neighborhood and, you know, you have a perception of a place. But I thought, well, maybe the first thing I need to do is try to clean the block up, sweep streets.
And what did you do? Did you go out and actually sweep the streets?
Well, first thing I did was I noticed there was an empty lot on the southeast corner full of dumping and just full of a whole bunch of stuff.
Ouch.
That didn't look very well. And so I said, you know what? Let me call and see what I can do about that. So my first project in my own thinking, not even giving it a lot of thought, I'm going to clean up the street. And so I called the city and I found out who owned the lot and I started raising the devil. And, you know, it's time to get this place cleaned up. So
Did it work?
Sort of. You know, not being really involved in community work or not ever really doing it, I unfortunately thought that I could come into my block and I could go to my neighbor and say, you know what, would you like to clean up the street like me and cut your grass? But it doesn't work like that.
How does it work?
It's called relationship building. And I coined a little phrase that...
It's called politics too, by the way.
Well, yeah. Politics. However, trying to be a change agent, because that's what I was doing and not realizing it at the time, but trying to be a change agent without relationship creates rebellion. Because I was new to the neighborhood. I was new to the area. I was kind of like an outsider. And who was this woman coming in here telling me?
So you thought you'd wave your magic wand. Everybody want to clean up the neighborhood, but it just didn't work that easily.
You know, I'm thinking, well, doesn't everyone want the streets clean and their grass cut?
Yeah.
No.
So you have to build relationships.
You have to build relationships.
And then what?
Well, the way things started for me, I can only talk about, you know, my own experience.
Yeah.
But after I decided that being sad wasn't going to work very well for me, I thought, well, maybe if I get involved with the neighborhood, maybe I'll feel better. And if I can do something for someone else, maybe I can get my mind off myself and away from my own problems. So what I did... at the time, I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to create this hospice house, not even thinking what that was, all that was involved with that. And I thought, well, I'm going to change the neighborhood, so I better get involved with the neighborhood association. So I found the neighborhood association. I started going.
You actually started it?
No. Oh, no, no.
You Manhattan found it, Park. You figured it out, got
no,
involved.
No, I just figured out where it was. I just figured out where the meetings were. And I went to a meeting, and I started talking about my sister's house, which was just down the street because the meetings are across the street in Emmanuel Lutheran Church. And I began to talk about my sister and her place there, and I wanted to turn it into a hospice house, and just started to, you know, visit and meet some of the folks in the neighborhood, and thought, well, maybe I should try to go and learn what community building is about. So I found a place to go, community leadership program offered through the Green Impact Zone, Mark's community training, and I started community leadership training.
And that began to make a difference. That paid
that,
off.
Right. And that was the smartest thing that I could have done because I come out of a corporate background. I understand that place. I didn't understand community building.
Then one of the first things you helped with was something called Dumpster Day.
Yes.
What's that?
Well, Dumpster Day is when you rally all the neighborhood and you order a dumpster from the city. And you get folks to bring all their bunky items, and you dump it in the dumpster.
Is that one of the first indications that things were going to work for you and the neighborhood might begin to come together?
Well, you know, at the time, I thought, well, this is a start. This is a start. Because even that, I had to learn how to do that. Because it's not like what you think. I really went to community leadership training, and Ranelle Nipperud, my teacher at the time, taught us how to do this through a scientific state of the art. This is how you plan a dumpster day. You know?
That's interesting. Well, come back sometime soon and tell us about some of the other projects you've undertaken in the neighborhood.
Oh, we've had many projects. As you know, we have...
You've made a difference.
Well, the community working together has made a difference.
That's Sandra Hayes. She's president of the historic Manheim Park Association in Kansas City, Missouri. You can find more information about 90 Mile View and all of our broadcasts at kcur.org. Thanks for coming in today, Sandra.
Thank you for having me.
Come back
me.
And see us.
I will.
All right. Don't forget to follow KCUR on Facebook and this program on Twitter. We're at KCUR Up to Date. Our show is produced by Steven Steigman, Danny Alexander, and Beth Lipoff. I'm Steve Kraske of the Kansas City Star, and you are up to date.